I want to, this guy by the name of James Clyburn, a black so-called civil rights leader, but he is not a leader. He is a son of Satan. He looked like an old, nasty, evil black woman who have not been happy in life. He reminds me of that woman who used to play on that show, TV show, with that guy who said, "Dynamite." What was the name of that show? And I think that black woman died. She had an old little nappy afro. Do you remember that show? It was a...
I don't remember the name.
You remember the show?
But I just remember Dynamite.
And that was a TV show that...
Skinny black guy.
TV show. And I think they supposed to be living in the project. And but that black woman ran it, even though she had her husband. If somebody remember that show, but Clyburn remind me of that old woman. He looked like an old aging hag.
Was it Good Times?
Yeah.
In the chat, they're all saying Good Times.
And Clyburn remind me of that woman. He looked like her. He just looked like old. He's not getting old like a man. He's getting old looking like an old woman. Old black woman, just nasty. Look like he's just been evil all of his life. He is a great deceiver. And the sad thing about it, he uses the so-called civil rights movement in order to manipulate, deceive, and use black people for personal gain. Her name was Florida. Esther Rowe, her TV name. Yeah, Florida or something like that. Wasn't she awful? Oh, that woman used to make me sick. And this Clyburn guy reminded me of her. He is an evil manipulator. And it's unfortunate so many black people follow him because he used his title, civil rights leader. And he is no civil rights leader. He is civil wrong leader. But black people are in a fallen state and they believe in him. Well, James Clyburn, the Democrat, he is the Democrat House Majority Whip from South Carolina. He compared the Great White Hope to Adolf Hitler in an interview with NBC News on Tuesday. And he's the same guy that was at the State of the Union address recently given by the president. And he just sat there, just looked like he was communicating with Satan. A man is not supposed to be that way, but he's just like his mama. He said the president and his family were the biggest threat to democracy in his lifetime. He's a liar, an old, nasty, worse-looking. I wouldn't even have dinner with this man. He may drop some of that nastiness on my plate. Look at that. That's when he was a little younger. He still looked like he an old woman. But he look worse now. Just nasty. And everybody know it, but nobody would say it. He and the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, and that nasty Kamala Harris and that crazy Booker, they're all the same. And if anybody was a threat to democracy, it was Barack Obama and Big Mama, Michelle, the fallen Messiah. And we all know that. And we saw it. This is MSNBC. In the interview, Clyburn says he's never seen a political climate like this before.
I was asked, have they ever seen a climate like this before? And I said, no, I have not. But I've studied about climates like this.
Amazing. Go home somewhere. And what he means is that he's never seen... He's never seen a man, especially a white man, to stand up for the country before and not be intimidated and afraid of people like him, not being afraid of being called racist or a woman hater or whatever they try to use against this president. It doesn't work. He had never seen this before. Normally, the lies and so-called racist stuff they accuse white people of, people back down. Clyburn is saying, this man won't back down. I've never seen it like this before. And now other people start to stand up, too. Normally, white people are afraid to stand up for righteousness, for what is right. I never seen anything like this, Clyburn. Normally, he can lie and intimidate, and the white people just, oh, okay, Clyburn, whatever you want. He wanted to remind folks of Adolf Hitler and how Hitler discredited institutions when he was elected. Here you go.
And I reminded folks then that Adolf Hitler was elected chancellor of Germany. He went about the business of discrediting institutions to the point that people bought into his stuff.
So this man is really talking about himself. He was elected by dumb black people because they bought into this fake so-called civil rights movement. And now he's trying to control them. He's talking about himself. Whenever the Democrats speak, they're really speaking of themselves, what they're doing. He then accused Congress, the House, and the Senate of allowing Trump to denounce the military, the press, and the Democratic leaders in government.
To allow anybody to discredit the press, discredit the military.
I love it.
To discredit our leadership in the Congress and outside, we are asking for dire consequences. And I think it's time for the Congress, House and Senate, to grow spines and do what is necessary to protect this democracy. This man and his family are the greatest threats to democracy of my lifetime.
And so when he says, I'm interpreting what he means. When he said allowed the president to discredit all those, whatever he named, he meant, I can't believe they allowed this one man to expose us for what we really are. Lying losers, selfish, egotistical Democrats. I can't believe they allow him to expose us. That's what he's saying. And the last one, this guy James says, Clyburn says, has been vocal in the past about systematic racism. Here we go.
Now, I think it is high time for us to be grown-ups about this issue of race. We're not going to solve the race problem in this country by pretending it does not exist.
It doesn't.
We aren't going to solve the race problem in this country by pretending that you can change your skin color as you change a suit or a jacket, if you please. Mr. Trump needs to get serious about this issue, stop making light of it, and I see that's what he seems to be doing. No system is rigged against him because of his skin color. That's what race is all about.
All those words you just heard are put there by this guy to deceive black people even more so and to put fear in white people. If it wasn't for this phony idea of racism, there would be no James Clyburn. He's too dumb otherwise to run for politics and to be a politician. He accomplished nothing. And I'm sick of the conservative media and others when they introduce him as though he's important because he participated in the civil rights movement. He's a civil rights leader. He's been through a lot, all lies. This man is a great deceiver. Black people were better off before the so-called civil rights movement than they are today. And you and I know it. There's no such thing as racism. Never existed. That's why he got to fall back on that right now because nothing else is working. So he got to fall back on the racist thing. When all else fail, fall back on racism. It's time out for the lie. It's time out for the lie, folks. We need the truth. It's not about race. No such thing. It's about character. Wrong versus right. Good versus evil. That's what it's about. Either you continue to accept these lies and suffer by giving into these fake, phony blacks and liberals, white liberals who are lying to you, or you wake up and speak up, folks. Fight for your country, for your life.